Harper Teen and Harper Audio present Ghostwood Song by Erica Waters, performed by Jesse Valinsky. 1. I'm as restless as the ghost today. The sigh of the trees makes my scalp prickle, my senses strain. There's something waiting for me in the silences between the notes we play, like a vibration too low for human ears. It's been out here in the woods for weeks, just out of my reach. No one else notices. Sarah leans over her banjo, dark hair falling across her forehead, mouth set in concentration. The music that spins from her fingertips is bright as the sunshine that drifts across the pine needles. She looks soft in this light, her eyelashes downy as moth wings. The wood behind her glows golden right up to the edge of Mama's property, where the true forest begins. There, the sunlight loses its hold, fading to shadows. Those trees grow tall and close together, clotted with brambles and vines. That's where the ghosts who spill out of Aunt Ina's house like to linger, mingling their whispers with the wind. I can't quite catch their words, but they tug at me, drawing my attention away from the music.
Jesus, Shady,
Sarah says, her voice hacking through the song like a machete. Orlando slaps his hand over his guitar strings to mute the chord he fumbled.
You missed your cue again. Why didn't you come in?
All her moth-wing softness has disappeared. Sorry, I say, glancing at the fiddle in my lap. There's not much for me to do in this song. I pull a loose thread from the fraying hem of my skirt, wrapping it around my finger. That was the second time I forgot to come in. I'm distracted today. But the truth is, this song doesn't mean anything to me. I want to learn to play bluegrass the way my daddy did. Like it's the breath in my lungs, the beat of my heart. And I never will if Sarah keeps picking all these folk rock songs. She pushes her short, messy hair back with an impatient hand, revealing her undercut and the cloud-shaped birthmark behind her ear. I've thought so many times about running my lips over just that spot.
The open mic's in 1 week, Shady. We can play something else, but if we don't decide on a song today, we won't be ready in time.
There's an edge to her voice, like she's been paired with a lazy classmate for a group project.
You know how badly I need to win this.
I'm sorry, I say again, louder, taking up my fiddle to show I'm paying attention. I know I'm the one at fault, but the annoyance in her voice makes me glare back at her. All thoughts of lips on skin forgotten. I want to win too, you know. The prize is a free half day in a small recording studio, a chance to record a song with professional help and equipment. It sounds cool, but I mostly want to win to make Sarah happy. She thinks it would help her get into a good music school. But we can't even agree on what song we're going to play for the open mic night. Sarah only wants to play newer, more popular folk rock. Orlando flits from one style of music to another like a butterfly tasting flowers. And I can only really perform if we're playing traditional folk and bluegrass. We're like the leftovers from three different dishes someone's trying to make into a casserole.
We could do Wagon Wheel instead. It has a strong fiddle part, Sarah says.
Wagon Wheel? I say, so surprised I flinch. The last time we played Wagon Wheel, it was just Sarah and me, alone in her room. 1 minute, we were playing, and the next, our lips were inches apart. Sarah pulled away before we could kiss, but it changed everything between us. We haven't talked about it since. Maybe now she's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?